among many men. While the above statement is true, that is concerning the fruits of the flesh, but not of the spirit, and it is important that we make distinction. How many times I've been accused of being prideful, arrogant, and divisive is more than I can count. I was being accused of being such things by those who should have known better, namely the do-nothing hypocrites found within the four walls of the American church. I'd also noticed that simultaneously that these same hypocrites were going in the same direction that the prideful, arrogant, divisive, defamatory, lying, and malicious mainstream media were going when they were doing the attacking. Now, as you will see, the responses to my friend's post above were coming from those who did not know what they were scripturally and spiritually responding to. Why? Because they've never been the ones who were under attack or for standing up in this good fight of faith. Now, such responses to his post were not that it would stop him. It is the counterfeit of the unifying contagion of brave men. Another person said, so true. And then, bring out the worst in many. Holiness without humility is pride. Lord, help us. Another one said, yup. And finally, I've seen it for years. And on they went. Now, for the most part, this is coming from those who do not understand the workings of the Holy Ghost. They accuse and persecute the brethren, and in this case, with their words, while thinking that they're doing God a service, their statements are a clear spiritual misunderstanding of what real Christian humility actually is all about. Let me ask you, is it not better to be divided by truth than to be united in error? Is it not better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals, than falsehood that comforts and then kills? I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Well, what of Luke 12:51, where again Jesus said, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. Now, was this prideful, arrogant, or divisive? And of course, I speak as a man. No, scripturally speaking, this was not at all prideful nor arrogant, though it may look like to those who are not in the fight for the souls of men. However, it is very divisive because it is what the truth does in order to unite. When Moses, the meekest man alive, went and confronted Pharaoh and told him to let the children of Israel go, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? No. It was bold obedience to the Lord that he loved in the fight for his people to separate them from the bondage of the Pharaoh and his people. What about King David's brother Eliab saying unto him, I know your pride. This, of course, took place before little David went to the battlefield to face off with a giant named Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God. During this particular time, Saul and his army were standing down when, in fact, David stood up. Was this arrogance, or was this little David fighting to set his people free from their oppressors? Now just imagine if Eliab's pride, arrogance, and divisiveness would have had its way in attacking David. Goliath and the Philistines would have never been conquered. Now, what about that lone prophet of God, Elijah? You know, the trouble of Israel, said the corrupt King Ahab. Picture Elijah on top of Mount Carmel asking the people how long they were going to continue to falter between the Lord and Baal. Only then would he call down the fire from heaven, which exposed the false prophets of Baal. Again, I ask the question, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? Absolutely not. Just obedience to the Lord that he loved and served in setting his people free. Was Elijah being divisive? Absolutely he was, because this is what the word of God does through his humble servants in a righteous command, directive, and application. Elijah stood up to be counted. He rose to the level of his father's expectations and simply went to the top of the mountain in order to set the record straight as to whom the Lord was in liberating his people from the counterfeits. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Were they being prideful, arrogant, and divisive when they defied Nebuchadnezzar in refusing to bow to his idol? You can rest assured they were accused of all of it. But if what they accused them of was true, the fourth man would have not shown up on their behalf in delivering them from the wrath of the tyrant's fire.
Hey, BBS Radio.
Furthermore,
hey,
the Lord
BBS
of Shadrach,
Radio.
Meshach, and Abednego would not
swing.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, BuzzFeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to let you know real quick, we have WMCH, 1260 AM, Churchill, Tennessee. They just picked us up 6 days a week. Thank you for your trust. We totally appreciate you. We have KFIR, 720 AM. This is in Salem, Oregon, saying hello and giving a shout-out to Jason Shockley. We appreciate you, guy. Again, thank you for your trust. We have KIVA. This is 1600 AM. This is Albuquerque, New Mexico, giving a shout-out to Eddie Aragon. We totally appreciate you as well. As well, friends, we have Todd Waite from Global Star Radio Network, and he is out of Pennsylvania. And I'm looking to see the name for exact here, friends, because I have it written down, but I can't see it. But he is out of Pennsylvania. Just wanted to say thank you for your trust as well. He put us on his national network, as well as 102.7 FM. This is WNEW in New York. Just want to say thank you very much for your trust out there. Again, 102.7 FM, WNEW. Folks, what's happening here is we just got back up on satellite about 2 weeks ago, and what's happening is the radio stations are beginning to pick us up again on a nationwide basis, those that we lost, because we lost about 100 of them when GCN went down. So just giving you a shout-out, and some of these are new. Some of these are people that are coming back to us and saying, hey, we didn't want to lose you, but since you went down on satellite, we couldn't take you, so you're back up on Wagner. We'll take you back. There are a couple of those as well in here. So again, thank you for your trust. We totally appreciate it. Folks, we're on the rebound again after GCN went down. And again, we just welcome all those old affiliates. Thank you for reconnecting, as well as the new ones that we're connecting with as well. Wanted to give a shout out too, by the way, to 102.7. I have his first name. I've been asking for his last name all morning, guys. So Noah, I apologize. When I get your last name, we'll throw it out there as well. Okay, my friends. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Want to give a real quick reference to this article here on social media platforms. If you're listening by radio, I'll paint the picture. It's got a picture of Martin Niemöller on the top left side, and then we got Bonhoeffer on the top right. The brand new movie is out. If you have not seen it, folks, it was very good. It stuck to the script in the sense of the documentary. It seems like it's very historically accurate. With that, I wrote a book prior to the movie coming out, unbeknownst to us, that has everything in the world to do with prevention is better than cure. When you click onto that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it will bring you right over to the Children of the Apostate. Matter of fact, this morning I was on Tim Brown's show. It had everything in the world to do with this, folks. The heretics that are out there and the message that they're promulgating, it is not of the Lord. And the disobedience in the revolters and the rebelliousness that we've seen from the professors in the building, we do need to understand, and you need to understand, that God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap, Galatians 6:7, as well as thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's the third commandment, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, and the list goes on. And when the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, it means practice what you preach, because you're going to be held accountable for just that. If you profess to be something that you're not, the Lord's not going to hold you guiltless. He is going to repay you to your face, and he's going to show the world and those around you how much of a hypocrite you are. So either you get all the way in or you get all the way out. This book right here, Children of the Apostate, directly refers to the very things that we talk about continuously on the show, but I do want to let you know that it is based and premised on prevention is better than cure, which means you have the time to do the right thing. And as I always say, friends, when is the right time to do the right thing? Right now. So get to it. Also, what you want to do is when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, due to the fact that people forget ministries in November and December, I would ask that you would consider supporting the ministry. Keep us in your prayers. And if you'd like to go to the top of the page, you can find a donate page, and it will show you exactly how to do that. Because folks, without you, we cannot continuously do the things that we do. And I cannot overemphasize that in any sense of the word. Please make your orders as soon as possible. You still have time. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning, the day after you make your orders, and you, according to the USPS, United States Postal Service, you will have your orders within 3 to 5 days. We have noticed that they are at your front door within 2 to 3 days, regardless if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, if you're in Minnesota, or if you are in Texas there. So go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please make your orders today, and we will get everything sent off to you tomorrow morning. You still have plenty of time before Christmas. Cool? Just want to let you know all of that information. And with that, folks, this morning I did a show with Tim Brown, and we were calling out some of the heretical teachings that were coming from a platform. And we did it as best as we could. We called it out for what it was. We took it to Scripture. We exposed those that were turning and resting. Resting means to pervert. Those that were perverting the Scriptures, and we just set the record straight, because what was being covered during Tim's show this morning was how Paul was being accused of this, that, and the other thing, when in fact, scripturally, that was not true. None of it was true, as a matter of fact. So we covered that, and one of the things that had come up after the show, and this is what I want to get to, is somebody sent a video over to me. It was a friend of ours from the state of Minnesota. And it was a national platform, and it had everything in the world to do with the USS Liberty. Now, if you don't know about the USS Liberty, it was actually the Israelis that attacked the USS Liberty during the Vietnam War. And after watching it, I was offended, absolutely offended at every given level. As to how our government was working with the Israelis to attack our own people, to incite a war in the minds of the people. This is nothing new, by the way. As a matter of fact, if you look at Tonkin Bay, it was our government that started the Vietnam War. Our government put in the minds of the people. This is common knowledge, too, by the way. But it was our government and the mainstream media, the accomplices, the useful idiots over there, Micah 6:16, that cast into your mind that the Vietnamese attacked us. To start that war, when in fact we were the ones that started the war, but we accused them of what we were guilty of. Well, so it was with the USS Liberty, friends. And the Israel that the government and the mainstream media want you to get behind is the Zionist Israel. It is man-made. It is not the Israel of God. They are not the children of God. I don't care if that's geographically where they're positioned or not. But you better look the other direction, friends, because we have our veterans trying to get out to you what the Israelis in our government, all the way to Donald Trump, are responsible for, because they are trying to get you to get behind those that are committing atrocities worldwide. And I'm going to come right back to that in a moment because I want to clarify some of the things that I'm saying here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BBSRadio.com. Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I kind of want to springboard off of what we were just talking about. I had a friend this morning send a video over. It was on a national platform, and I was very pleased to see it. And I watched the whole thing, and as I was watching, and I'll tell you what, folks, it was hard to watch this veteran that was on the USS Liberty tell the story of being attacked by Israel. And, I mean, I'm just going to give you just the tip of the iceberg, but the help that was called in during the time they were being attacked by the Israeli army, they were all called off to defend these men that were on the USS Liberty. And what was also interesting to note is ear witnesses and eyewitnesses stated that Johnson said, listen, all those boys on that ship, they can all die because I'm not going to jeopardize our relationship with our allies, Israel. Americans, we better pay attention to what's going on because that was going on in the 60s. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they try to use that to incite a war worldwide. One of the things that the enemy loves to do is he loves to attack and then use the media to play the victim. We see this with so many of these little political battering rams that they're using to upend our Constitution. And until the American people wake up to it, they're going to continuously support, again, coming from the mainstream media that they don't believe in, the very things that the mainstream media is pushing. And what is that? You better get behind Israel no matter what, because they are God's chosen people. Wait a moment, please. How many times have I come out on this show and I have stated, make distinction, just like the Lord taught us to do so? Ezekiel 44:23, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Going on to the New Testament and Jesus in Matthew 25, separating the sheep from the goats and making distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous. And Americans, I mean, common sense comes into play. Our wisdom in the sight of the nations are the judgments of the Lord that we keep. Read Deuteronomy 4, the whole of the chapter. I'm almost done reading the whole of Deuteronomy right now, but it doesn't get any more simple than that. And I want to go back to this because the Israel that the mainstream media is pushing is not the Israel of God. When I was watching this video this morning of this man that was on the USS Liberty when the Israeli army was attacking it, one of the Israelis that was shooting, I think there was 294 men on it, only 50 survived. And what they did is they came back out, the mainstream media, along with the government, and they said, oh, it was an accident. We thought that you were an enemy ship. When in fact, one of the guys that was shooting at the soldiers on the ship looked at another one of our soldiers and he looked at him and gave him the finger with a smile on his face as they were mowing down our men on that ship. And then you have the said president of the United States, that criminal, repeat criminal, Lyndon Johnson, who in fact is hell in hell and in the hell that he deserves because he sowed into it. Now he's reaping it forever. He's the one that said, I don't care if we lose all the soldiers on the USS Liberty. I'm not going to jeopardize our allies, Israel. Again, I'm trying to get you to slow down on what it is that you're supporting. Hey, Americans, can I ask you, how is it that you say you don't believe the mainstream media, but there's over 20 million people dead from the shot? I mean, the hypocrisy stinks to high heaven, doesn't it? It really does. If the people in this country really didn't believe the mainstream media, how is it that their sponsors are making millions of dollars? Because they're making millions of dollars off of the people that hold the truth and unrighteousness. Let me say it this way. They're hypocrites. If you don't believe it, first of all, why are you watching it? Because you know you're being lied to. And the problem that you're having is they know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. And that's how they're getting away with this push concerning Israel. Folks, look at the Zionist, this individual that was on the ship, the USS Liberty, back in the 60s. He was told to shut his mouth or else he was going to die. This is 56 years ago, after he endured the onslaught of watching how many of his men get mowed down by the Israeli government. And our government was there to support them in the crimes that they were committing against our military. This guy went all the way from Lyndon Johnson all the way to Donald Trump, calling them out for Zionists, because that's exactly what they are. What is it? Is it America first or is it Israel first? And again, what Israel are they talking about? Because it's not the Israel of God. Now, let me go back full circle. Revelation 3:9, making distinction. Listen, making distinction. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and they are not, but do lie. Okay, that is coming from the Son of God, the God that does not and cannot lie, that just told you to make distinction. And you know what I get to hear? Oh, Bradley's anti-Semitic. What are you talking about, you brainwashed fool? Because that is exactly what you are. Let me ask you, are all the cops good? Absolutely not. Well, what are you doing? You're making distinction right between the good and the bad, aren't you? The righteous and the evil, aren't you? Isn't that what you're doing? Yeah. So is that what I'm trying to convey to you right now as to who you're supporting when the mainstream media that you don't believe is telling you you got to get behind Israel no matter what? Folks, do you know right now they're trying to pass bills to shut you up? They're trying to pass bills right now to change the word of God? You know, like scriptures where it talks about, you know, crucify him, his blood be upon us and our children. What are they doing? They're trying to cover again for the crimes of the perpetrator by playing the victim over and over and over and over again. Americans, you better wake up to what's going on here. And I'll tell you what, after what I watched this morning in understanding that this is out there and people are beginning to say we know something's wrong, now we're able to put our finger on what's going on. Oh my goodness.
We thought that was all of the Lord. We thought that we were supposed to get behind them because that's the Word of God said. No, that's not what the Word of God said. There's a difference between those that call themselves Israel and those that are the Israel of God. How many ignorant people I have seen in the said evangelist, they no more know the Word of God. They take the word of the mainstream media over the Word of God because they sit and they turn around and accuse anybody that tries to get them to think for themselves. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That falls to these fools because that's exactly what they are when they don't take the time to make distinction as to who they are in fact supporting. And what are they supporting? Those that mean them harm. Because that attack on the USS Liberty back in the 60s, friends, was an attack on every single American that's here today. And those that have been taken out by those Israeli forces back in the day. I want to bring this up because we just reposted this. Tim Brown did interviews with these guys about a year ago, unbeknownst to me, and I was very pleased to see it. But the USS Liberty survivors, you still think Israel are... they are our ally after attacking and killing Americans. That's available as well as survivors of the USS Liberty recount day Israel attacked the U.S. I want to give you one more scripture and we're going to move on to the next point. Romans 2:28-29. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Let me go over here because Jesus is continuously rebuking these people that claim to be the children of God. Remember the Pharisees that said, we are the seed of Abraham, we be of God, but they called Jesus the devil? Yep. Same spirit, same things going on today. Look at the likes of, and I'm not a big anti-Ben Shapiro guy. I think he's got a lot of good things to say, but that guy carries the spirit of a Pharisee, and how could it be otherwise when you see what he means to defend, calling and equating Jesus Christ to a common criminal? I mean, folks, that's the spirit of Antichrist. That's the spirit of the Pharisees. And what were they feeding on? The commandments of men, the Talmud, the book of Pharisees. How can it be otherwise? Right? Same thing with Charlie Kirk. Here, can I just stop for a moment? Because I get worked up on this kind of stuff, especially when it comes to our veterans. How is it that Charlie Kirk won't respond? We've had Ben Shapiro on, to his credit. We've had others that are in the mainstream that we've been trying to get on the show. We've reached out to them several times. They will not jump on the show. We know that Trump's camp put up a flag through Brandon House, who does the bookings for Mike Lindell, who's from Minnesota. They told Brandon House, stay away from Bradley Dean. This came directly from an individual that was running for the governorship of Michigan. The lieutenant governor of that state, who had told me when they talked to Brandon House, they told us that the Trump camp said, stay away from Bradley Dean. Why are all these people that are in unison, why are they staying away from Bradley Dean if what I'm telling you isn't true? You have to answer the question. Why is it? Because they don't want any real questions. They don't want to be held accountable to the truth. See, all of these people that I just named in part, they're all controlled opposition. They're all going along with the narrative that the mainstream media is selling you. That's why they're never censored or suppressed. But I wanted to let you know that we are trying to get them on the
show.
Nations
around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hey guys, and let me say this, quit being spectators, guys. I love you enough to tell you enough, okay? 281-845-4704. It's time to start changing this country. It really truly is. 281-845-4704. I'm going to stay on this topic. I'm telling you to make distinction between the Jews and those of the synagogue of Satan. What the mainstream media, Trump all the way down to that of Johnson concerning the USS Liberty, the veterans are telling you that Donald Trump is a Zionist. They are there to support Israel over America. Now they're going so far, friends, to try to change Scripture that gets them off the hook. Now, are they defending the innocent or are they defending the guilty? For example, when the Jewish people during the day said, you know, crucify him, the Son of Man. And remember in John 11, they wanted to get rid of him, Jesus, because they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. Okay? Just so you know. Matter of fact, when you go fast forward now and you begin to look at those that were saying crucify Jesus, remember who they were. They were the ones that were calling Jesus the devil, okay? They wanted to get rid of him. They wanted everything stricken with his name on it, so far and so much so that they wanted to remove Christ. They had him killed. It was their first mistake, and it was their last mistake. Now, going fast forward, what are they trying to do? They're trying to create anti-Semitism bills. Folks, what are they talking about? I don't see people out there that are anti-Semites. I see people out there calling those that call themselves Jews but are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan, calling them out for their crimes. Now what do we see? They're trying to change the scripture, again, as I said, to get themselves off the hook. Look at this. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says anti-Semitism bill goes too far, violates Christian scripture. Newsweek can go ahead and report, hey, listen to me. All of you bad guys, listen to me. Listen to me clearly. You go ahead and do whatever you want, but one thing you're going to understand, all of you together and you individually, because you're all individually going to answer to my Father for what you do and what you don't do in this life. And regardless if you want to acknowledge it or not, you are going to bend the knee and you are going to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Your attempts to try to etch at the Word of God to have it stricken will never, ever, ever happen. Why? Because one of your buddies named Napoleon Bonaparte, maybe you want to take some lessons from him. Oh, that's right. It's too late. It's too late for Bonaparte. That said, the Bible is no mere book. It is a living creature. It is a power that conquers all that would oppose it. You're not going to change the Word of God, and nor am I ever going to quit preaching the Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God. So you go ahead and go with all your little feeble attempts with your little wooden blunt swords, and you do what you will, but you better understand that those that add to or take away from the scriptures, Revelation 22, 19, and 20, you are adding the plagues and curses upon yourselves and the people that you are supposed to serve as a whole. So Christians, 86% of you, you better stand up and start dealing with these people that are trying to remove the Word of God so they know, at least feel satisfied and appeased, that they're no longer the guilty party saying, crucify him, crucify him, let his blood be upon us and our children. Those are the things that they want removed. Well, let me ask you, are they responsible for it? Yeah. Yeah, they are. And they're still trying to push the same narrative, friends. They want to turn the lights off. Are you going to let them turn the lights off? Absolutely not. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Okay? And I want to say this, the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and it's time for you to stand up and teach them reproof and correction. My goodness, how many, all of you sheeple, get a backbone. Don't sit there and call yourself one of the Lord's when you're not his. Make yourself sheep, Ben Franklin said, and the wolves will devour. And what are they doing? They're devouring all of you that you fall over, you bend over, and you let the bad guys do what the bad guys do. And you encourage them through your cowardice and your fearfulness of what they may do to you next. Enough is enough. This nonsense, friends, I am tired of it. I am tired of all of this nonsense. Now we have the corrupt attacking the Word of God, and you're going to sit back and you're going to allow them to do it in hopes of defending those that are responsible for what they're responsible for? Nope. Ain't going to happen on my time, friends. It isn't. And I'm not going to stand here and stand by and turn the other cheek while the bad guys continuously do what they do. Enough is enough. Quit calling yourself something that you are not. Because people are sick and tired of it. They truly are. So I gave you Revelation 3:9. You're supposed to make distinction between the Jewish people and those that are the synagogue of Satan. How do you know the difference? Well, what fruit do they bear? They bear fruit of what? The devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what I learned watching this short documentary. Watching these veterans expose the Israeli government along with ours. Well, they were attempting to kill off all of our guys back in the 60s. My goodness, folks. Remember Netanyahu taking it to the present? Remember just recently during the pandemic, his people had him impeached. You know why they had him impeached? Because they said that it was an attempt of what? Another genocide. 75% of the people geographically in that country of Israel Just so you know, the state of Israel, they rejected the shot because they said that Netanyahu was the one that was responsible for trying to commit the genocide. Same thing happened here. Matter of fact, it started here in America, didn't it? Yep, it did. It absolutely did. But yet you have all these said conservatives just going right along with it. And now we're being told, you know what, there's these AIPAC and all these people that are a part of this, and there's only a few that are standing against it. Why? Because it's a covenant of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18. That's one of the scriptures that I continuously recite. And why do I recite it? Because that's what's at work here. It is conspiratorial. My goodness, Jeremiah 11, 9. I wanted to go over to John 8, 44 as well. You belong to your father, the devil. This is Jesus talking to these people that claimed they were the children of God. These are the ones that had him crucified. What did Jesus say to him? He said, you're of your father, the devil. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. As a matter of fact, that's the wrong translation. I'm going to get the right one here for you. Going down to the King James, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. This is exactly what these people do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Nothing new under the sun. History repeats itself, and it's repeating itself again on your time, Americans, on your country, Americans. Going back to the point that I was making earlier, friends, you need to make distinction between who Israel is, who the real Jews are, because it's not anti-Semite, or to be an anti-Semite in the sense of standing against those that are of the synagogue of Satan that are calling themselves Jews when they're not the Jews. Tim Brown just posted this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm doing my best right now to get one of these guys up on the show. Tim just gave me the information, and I want you to hear this story because it will, folks, I'll tell you what, it is a righteous indignation when you sit back and you watch these politicians going so far to attack our own boys. And I want you to consider something. Just like I always say, and I always convey to you, concerning the 405,399 men that fought during World War II, I want you to contemplate this. How many of those boys didn't come home? How many of those fathers and mothers received a letter from Western Union talking about how they died as heroes fighting against Adolf Hitler, only to find that it was your government that was illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war under George Bush, his daddy, Prescott Bush, who was indicted in 1942. And then to see George Bush Sr. and to see his son act just like Adolf, you can call it for what it is. It's absolutely true. But we've seen on September 11th, history repeating itself once again. In Americans, what I want you to see is your government was financing Adolf Hitler's war while your boys were dying. And while the fathers and mothers were receiving letters from the War Department about how their kids died as heroes. I mean, is there something wrong with the American people that sit down on this? Yeah, there is. There's something seriously wrong with this. And then in the 1960s, watching this video again with the USS Liberty, it's like, oh my goodness. You know what was interesting? This veteran, this one particular one I was watching, his name was Phil, during this interview, and he was talking about how they were, you know, being attacked by the Israeli army, and one of them gave him the finger with a smile on his face. And after, you know, 200 and some guys died or were murdered by that army during that particular time because they were trying to incite a war, to see the president tell them, I'm going to stand with Israel rather than American or our boys so far as to go and say that, you know what, I don't care if all those sailors die on that ship. I'm not going to jeopardize our alliance with Israel. You know something seriously wrong. And then to come back home and then high military brass asked the question, what happened? And then once these victims, that these sailors that were on the ship that lived, told the story, then they were told by high military brass that they better shut their mouth. And on top of it, if they speak out, they might just lose their lives. Yeah. Yeah. Is anybody tired of this yet? The worst sort of enemy any man can make is when you take everything away from a man to the point where he has nothing else to lose. And that's what many of these veterans, what they're doing is standing on that ground right now. And they're just saying, you go ahead and threaten me all you want. You've already murdered 200 of your own boys. Do the families of the American people concerning their sons and daughters that died on that ship, do they know what you're responsible for? No. You know when the USS Liberty guys came out and told the story as to what really happened? Did you know that certain parts of the country, the Jewish community stood up and you know what they said? They said, we can't have that story out because it'll breed anti-Semitism. To tell the truth, friends, breeds anti-Semitism. No, what it breeds is more truth and waking people up as to who the bad guys are and who the bad guys aren't. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by his wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. Yeah. The giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know what's crazy about everything I have? You know what, Bradley? You're just not diplomatic enough for me. You know, I love your passion, man, but you're just too radical. Saith the diplomats in America. Oh, yeah. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. They love compromise men. You know, where two men get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. Those are the people that the American people can get behind. They can't get behind anybody that holds to the word of God and says those that murder innocent soldiers on a ship must be held accountable. No, that's way too radical. They can't get behind standing up and saying those that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb must be held lawfully accountable. Nah, that's too radical. No. What's radical is your lack of integrity What's radical is how you sit there in action and agree with all of those that are committing the crime, which makes you an accomplice. That's what blows me away. It blows me away. It really does. I sit there and listen all day for the record of the people complaining about what's going on, and I can give you a prime example of what's going on with their kids that they're dropping off at public school. How dare those teachers go ahead and advocate crimes against my children, trying to brainwash them into telling them to get an abortion, or brainwash them into believing it's okay for a man to want to be a woman, or even an animal. That's the new thing, right? No, that's, you know what's radical? Is you dropping your kid off at the school to be raised up by your sworn enemy. Well, you say, well, I have nothing to do with that. It's not my kids in public school. No, but you're paying for it. And you're allowing corrupt politicians to do it. Well, Bradley, I've never had an abortion. No, but you're paying for it. They're stealing your money and they're paying for abortions. Who am I talking about? The same people that attacked our own military. The same ones that are responsible for murdering their own children. And the American people have been conditioned to sit down and take this? Oh, my goodness. It's incredible. Oh, here, let me just give you a couple of headlines really quick. Did you see this? This is, you know all those illegals coming into America, friends? You know the ones telling you the truth to get behind Israel? You know the ones that are, you know, they know better than we do? Those scoundrels in the halls of government today? You know, isn't that interesting? The ones that are drawing and alluring illegals into America to overthrow who you are under the finger of God, little do they know. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Isn't it interesting? We just had a little 7-year-old girl killed by, murdered by another illegal that was allured in by your government. You know what's radical? You sitting there for years watching them do it. Is you do nothing in response. Look at this. Joel Gonzalez Chachin, or Chakin, however he wants to say it. He's an illegal. Responsible for murdering a 7-year-old little girl. He was drunk while he was driving illegally in America. He was illegally in America. Did you know that they're also murdering cops? And you know, according to feds, the federal state statute, it's the politicians that are responsible for each one of these crimes committed by an illegal. What do the American do? What do the American people do? Oh, you know, they'll take care of it. They know best. They know best. They'll do whatever they need to do. Yep. As long as they're not held responsible for it, friends, they're going to keep doing it. Did you see this? Wanted to highlight this really quick. You know, the vaccine, a lot of the people really coming out on social media platforms, just attacking those that advocated for the said experimental jabs. You know, they're really coming out concerning the crimes that have been committed against them. They don't understand why they don't know peace. Well, they don't understand judgment. Isaiah 59:14. And because they don't know judgment, they don't know how to enforce the law of God because they themselves are hypocrites and they don't keep it. They'll never have justice within the gate. Amos 5:15. Nope, they're going to keep committing the crimes. As a matter of fact, the American people have become so desensitized in ignorance of God's word, yet they claim to belong to him, that you know what? They're going to go ahead and usher back into the people's White House the father of the vaccine. The same one, the same Zionist that shows more support to a little country, a state in the Middle East called Israel, than he does his own country. Guess who's going to be paying for all those wars, friends? You are. Did you sign up for it? Did you delegate that authority? Absolutely not. They don't have to ask you anymore. They know that you're going to sit there and do absolutely nothing about the crimes that they commit. Hey, did you see this? And the reason I'm bringing this up right now is because here's a little girl crying out right now. And I want you to see this, because this is that same government telling you to get behind Israel. Not the Israel of God, but the Israel that they call Israel. And that you better get behind them because, you know, those are God's chosen people, when nothing could be further from the truth. These are the same people administrating these said vaccines by force on young people across the country.
So I keep getting this question. They gave me a meningitis vaccine.
Meningitis vaccine, pneumonia vaccine,
tetanus vaccine.
Look at her head.
Within a few minutes, my body started reacting, and over the past day...
Her whole top of her head is black and blue.
Last night that they gave it to me.
This is your government.
Over this past day, I've gotten
Don't worry about it, folks. Don't worry about it. They've indemnified themselves. You, how dare you to think that you're going to hold them accountable for the crimes that they're committing against you? No, the pharmaceutical companies have completely indemnified themselves. Hey, Americans, you're doing a great job. You're doing a fantastic job of doing absolutely nothing in the face of their crimes. I'm going to go ahead and tell you how much so. That if a product is too dangerous for the manufacturer to be held liable, in other words, they're responsible for these crimes and these deaths, but they have taught you that the manufacturer that's responsible for murdering innocent people, they can make billions of dollars in profits, but you cannot hold them accountable concerning what's in their products. What brought that on? I'll tell you what, your apathy and your tolerance concerning their crimes. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You show me one company on this planet that can be responsible for crimes that are being committed against people that's not to be held accountable for their crimes, except the pharmaceutical companies. Who's doing that? Well, what the father of the vaccine, man, he's going in there and he's surrounding himself with the same accomplices. And guess who's supporting them? Today's conservatives, friends. Here, let me show you another picture of what you're tolerating today, friends. And they're going to continuously do it because they know the American people are going to do absolutely nothing to them. They know exactly.
Look at this. Absolutely. The worst thing I've ever been through.
These are from the shots that she's receiving.
Has been sharing her excruciatingly painful health struggle on social media.
Fell asleep and woke up like this.
Hey folks, but the government and the mainstream media wants you to know it has nothing to do with their vaccines. They want to make clear that you understand that the top cardiologists that are calling this out for what it is, that are telling you over 100 million vaxxed Americans now have irreversible heart damage. They want to blame the climate for that. It's not their fault. I mean, folks, it's not their fault neither when they're stealing your money and supporting organizations that are murdering and dissembling or should I say breaking down baby parts and then selling them online. They're not responsible for that. Come on, Americans. Come on. I mean, whose fault could that be? Of course it's not there. They know better than anybody else does. And then when you do have somebody stand up, the American people, they just talk about those that are getting shot down or demonized or polarized by the mainstream media when they stand up for life. I mean, this lady right here, Lisa Domsk, she was an IT specialist for Blue Cross for over 30 years. She was fired for refusing to take the COVID vaccine. Oh, all the good Americans, what do? You know, they feel for her. They feel for Lisa Domsk. They just got a real heart for her. They might send her, 50 cents, because they got to save all their money because they got to go spend $300 to $500 for their football tickets. You understand why you're in trouble, America? That's all you have to do is look around because every country deserves the government it has. And I'm here to tell you, when you read the word, you look at what our forefathers established and you read the Constitution, what you are putting up with today, friends, is completely foreign to what was established by our forefathers. They're not upholding the law. They're tearing down the law. The law is there to protect you. And it's to condemn the wicked. What are they doing? Just the exact opposite. They're attacking the law, removing the law, indemnifying themselves, murdering people at will. And the American people sit there and they listen to you tell them day by day and they do nothing. And because they do nothing, guess what they do? They get exactly what they're getting. Oh, here, I'm not done yet. Here, meet Richie, Claire, and Robbie. They just got their shots, friends. And before you know it, this government that has indemnified themselves concerning the crimes committed against this family. They just want you to know, it wasn't the vaccine. The doctors, they said it's not the vaccine, but yet this is coming out like crazy. And this is the same government telling you to get behind Israel. I just want to make clear you all understand.